Item, the next item, please.
Number 10 is from the Comptroller submitting the first and second quarter of the 2012 professional service report. This is also informational, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Comptroller Mansky.
This report is similar to the one for 2011. However, it's just for the first quarters of 2012. The largest volume that you see will see for professional service contracts is always in the first quarter of the year. That's when people are entering into the contracts based upon the new appropriation that they have received for the year. So those will always be your largest volume of contracts in there. Again, I apologize. This is for the first two quarters, and we will have the third and fourth quarter of your next cycle, plus also the first quarter of 2013.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt?
I guess that thank you, Mr. Chairman. That begs the question a little bit is, you know, do you have sufficient staff? I mean, what kind of priority is this in your office? I mean, somebody has to check these things, obviously, under your responsibility, but do you get into any kind of details? Do you make any suggestions? Say, well, you know, you could be looking somewhere else on some of these contracts, or, you know, do you suggest, well, this has been going for 5 years now. Have you ever gone out and looked for anyone else in this area? Or, you know, how detailed do you get, and you know, how detailed can we really expect you should be on this?
Thank you, Supervisor. Mr. Chair, what we want to make sure of is that we're following ordinance for each of these contracts. And so that's the first thing that we verify and do. Our accounts payable manager, Susan Walker, also looks at the term of the contracts. For example, if they've gone 3 years, generally that's the max that we tend to do. So what we will do is we will contact the department, and we will ask them, you know, you've done this for 3 years, when are you planning to do an RFP process? And if it gets much longer, we tend to say to them that we're probably not going to process the document unless you can start an RFP process for this item. Now, that's us just telling them that we probably aren't going to do it. There's really nothing behind that except, you know, that we know that we're monitoring this and looking at this. The other thing we do is when we look at these contracts is some of these contracts, you're seeing them when they first start. We're also monitoring the contracts every year to make sure, you know, do you still have a valid reason for keeping the contract open?
Good.
This contract has been open now for 3 years. You haven't spent anything in the last 2 years. We think that you should close the contract because by closing the contract releases those funds and they come back to the bottom line for the county. So that's one of the other things we do on an annual basis is challenge those departments that haven't closed contracts with no activity. So those are the types of things that we do with the contracts and making sure that they're going through. But we first want to make sure they're following the ordinance before we enter the contract into. And if they haven't followed all the rules, that's where you will see once in a while where they will be coming back to this committee.
Yep.
Because under ordinance, the only way that they can get the payments approved if they haven't followed all the rules is they have to come back to the Finance, Personnel, and Audit Committee.
That's helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Supervisor. Thank you, Mr. Manson.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? This item, too, is informational.